This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Why not ride that pony?
I'd also like to say good evening to Don.
But I'm also a fan of buffalo wings. I don't want it in my cereal.
Really great, great point. Guys, there's a lot to get to, but we'd be remiss if we didn't start off by talking about the Giants and Jets draft and how they did. Let's hear from Mel Kiper Jr. on KJZ on why he gave the Jets an A-.
I think the A- could have been an A+. I just would have gone the Sam Darnold route. They didn't, and I'm a big Sam supporter here, like Zach Wilson. So, and then what they did is, it's a one great thing that you look at, and it's a lot of great things Joe Douglas, GM, did. But he said, hey, I'm going to make all this about making Zach Wilson great. The whole draft was about that. What's a fourth-round pick? Michael Carter, great choice, running back out of North Carolina. It's an incredible spot to take a running back, not in the first, but in the fourth. He's a heck of a football player. Point of emphasis, make Zach great. That's what a GM needs to do. They did it. That's why the Jets, really an A. I just put the A- because I would have stuck with Sam. They didn't. But hey, I have no issue with Zach Wilson, and Zach Wilson is going to have every opportunity to have success. There won't be any excuses. Won't be, well, the organization didn't do enough to help the quarterback. This GM and this organization is going to do everything in their power to allow Zach Wilson to be as good as he possibly can be.
CBS Sports gave the Jets a B, the Giants a B+. Bleacher Report gave them both a B-. All in all, though, guys, it seems like most everyone believes the Jets and Giants both had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, it's all folly, right? These guys got to go out and play and perform, but, you know, it's what we do. I also think, as much as I agree with Mel about keeping Sam, I don't think that should be how you judge their draft.
Right. Once he, that was one decision, and then the draft is another. So yeah. How did they absorb that? And as for the Giants, I understand what Joe said, but it would have been nice to help the offensive line a little bit.
But if you don't like those players.
Right.
You know, remember, Rich Seibert and Sean O'Hara were part of championship offensive lines with the Giants, right? Both were undrafted. So you can find offensive linemen, you could trade for offensive linemen, you could, you know, sign free agents, or just let the young guys that you have develop. I mean, people think Thomas was a bust, and certainly at 4 from his rookie year, it doesn't look good. But at right tackle, and then Soibert coming back, and Lemieux surprised some people last year, you don't have to have a great offensive line built on all first-round draft choices. You can do it other ways as well. We'll see.
Well, Chris Canty on DCR earlier said he believes the Giants should be a playoff team this year.
They can compete for a division title this year. And ultimately, this is going to come down to how well Daniel Jones plays. And with the talent that they're surrounding him with, I'd have a hard time seeing the Giants not having a successful season. Like, I fully anticipate the Giants being in a playoff hunt when we get to December in 2021. Like, there would be no excuse as to why that group couldn't get it done. Now, if they don't end up in that situation, I think the two things that we will point to, the offensive line and quarterback play, those would be the only two impediments outside of injury that we would say would keep the Giants from being a postseason team this upcoming season.
And I would agree with Chris, and I said that even before the draft, I think they're a playoff team. And one other thing with the Joe Judge interview, I think there was some news in there that had never been said. He said that the injury was so severe that 90% of the quarterbacks would not have played.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. Tom Rock of Newsday picked that up and tweeted that out as well.
I wanted to pursue it, but I thought that, you know, he wouldn't have gone there. I should have asked it anyway. About whether or not he regrets playing him against Arizona.
Michael,
it sounded to me, and that's why I don't think it would have really worked out, Peter. It sounds to me Jones was not completely upfront with them.
Michael, that would get reported in the paper tomorrow, but I heard last week that Steve Summers had an intramural softball game this weekend. So then, no, there's no room for that story.
Bow!
You're gonna if you know Steve at all, that would be a complete fabrication. And I love him.
I'm a big Steve guy.
Better chance of picking up the bat, the animal, than a bat.
An actual baseball bat.
Yeah.
I was thinking about baseball bats the other day. Do you guys realize how crazy it is? Like, Don, you played high school baseball, right?
Yes.
Do you realize how crazy it would be? Can you fathom playing with a wooden bat? At your age, because you're older than me, did you guys ever play with wooden bats?
Sometimes. And I felt like I was. It's weird, Peter. I was thinking about that this weekend.
Me
too. For some reason, it popped into my head. Like, what a disadvantage I felt I was at.
Well, why did you think about it this weekend? I also talked about it this weekend. But wait, so hold on. But in games in high school, did you ever use a wooden bat?
There was an occasion where I just liked the feel of the bat, and then I look back and like, why?
But was it borderline
a ball's popping off the aluminum bat?
But was it borderline a goof? Like, were you guys losing by a lot or winning by a lot? And you said, I'm going to try it.
I don't know. It was a feel of, oh, let me give this a try. I think this might work out.
Right before he took the field, he had taken some mescaline.
That makes sense because the thing is, I just was thinking about how crazy it is to be at that level. Like, of all the sports you can't fathom, baseball players, I can't even fathom using the equipment that they use.
The reason these things come up to me, and Peter, Michael, you didn't play much competitively when you were younger, but Peter and I did. God, I wish I'd gone back in time. I was completely ignorant. Like, I didn't know anything.
What do you mean?
Well, meaning like just like how much I've known over the years of following baseball and learning about. I just went out there and played. I swang at what looked like a strike, you know. I pitched to the best of my ability, but, you know, I wasn't thinking arm angle and I wasn't thinking about this. I just went out there.
Oh,
and
I feel strongly that with all that information, I'd be just as terrible.
I think I would have been much better.
You think you would have worked on your?
I just went out there as a dumb kid and just played.
You think launch angle
when you're a kid? But boy,
you think you could have worked on your launch angle?
I think. Well, just the knowledge of the sport. I think that that's a great phrase when they say,
"Youth is wasted on the young."
Yes, absolutely.
I just don't know how you can have a career in high school where you bat like 600. And then you go to college and you bat 400. And then they're like, all right, wooden bat time. That would just be the end of my career. I'd go, okay, well, it's been fun. Goodbye. Like, it's so utterly different. I just don't know. You have to be so good at that sport to use a wooden bat.
And think about how hard it is to scout hitters. Because you have to, like, somehow, you know, translate that talent to a wooden bat and what an aluminum bat means.
So,
but you could never play with an aluminum bat in a major. Somebody would get killed.
So Michael, here's my question. When you're like a – this would be a good question to ask Al about his son, even though he's a pitcher, but he still obviously, I'm sure, batted well in high school. At a certain point when you're really a great player, do you start just using wooden bats in the cage to start getting used to it early?
They go to the Cape Cod League and do that. Oof. Cape Cod League, which is a good showcase league for players, they use wooden bats.
So, guys, guess what team in the NFL sold the most merchandise last year?
The most Tampa Bay Bucks, I'd say.
Don?
That would be my guess.
That would
maybe
be correct.
The Chiefs, because they had won the Super Bowl the previous year.
It's the Bucks. They were 28th the year before.
Tom Brady effect.
A 1,200% year-to-year increase, according to Fanatics. The biggest single-year increase of any team in merchandise history from Fanatics. LeBron James is going to sit out tonight against the Nuggets to rest his right ankle. Things are not feeling fantastic in Los Angeles. He played twice over the weekend, played decently in both games, but then came up feeling not right with his ankle. Here's LeBron after the game yesterday talking about his feelings on the play-in tournament.
It doesn't matter at the end of the day if I'm not... you know, 100%, close to 100%, it don't matter, you know, where we land, you know. So, you know, that's my mindset. You know, if this happens to we end up at sixth or fifth or whatever the case may be, or if we end up in the, you know, the playoff, whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired. But whatever.
Stop. LeBron, stop. Really. Like when he opened his mouth last year, I'm not playing any games in front of no fans. Well, that didn't work out. And how about if LeBron's Lakers actually dropped to the seventh or eighth spot? Was he going to like it then?
No, he still won't like it.
Well, it's ridiculous. What's wrong with it? At most,
he'll like it
if
they flip to 9, but that's not going to happen.
He's getting older now and just doesn't get it. He's very close to a get off my lawn guy. No, Peter?
Oh, yeah, he is.
When it comes to like
the
sport.
But Luka Doncic isn't, and he said the same thing. It's dumb. It's good for the sport. I think it's going to be a forever.
I think it's fun.
Also, somebody dug up a quote from a couple of years ago, and he actually intimated at such a tournament, stop. LeBron, stop.
And you love the Condor.
There's nobody better. But, you know,
well, I'll tell you what,
I disagree with, I'll say it.
He's
at that level now where he's just so big. I think he kind of enjoys tweaking the league whenever he can now.
And God, you say there's no one better. Michael, did you watch what Kevin Durant was doing yesterday?
I understand.
Let's hear Jay Will on KJZ talking about how KD doesn't see Giannis as on his level. But I get it. I understand how KD doesn't see anyone on his level the way he was playing yesterday.
This is the rivalry the NBA needs. Let me give you some insight into Kevin Durant and how this rivalry is going to happen. So Giannis drops 49 last night, tried to attack the rim, tried to dominate every possession. That's how he plays. He plays pissed off all the time. I love that. But when KD thinks about who are the best players in the game, he loves Michael Jordan. You know why? Michael Jordan had the complete arsenal, the complete toolkit. KD sees the best of the best having all the pieces. Giannis doesn't have all the pieces yet, right? Yep. So there's a little bit of that. And I'm not saying I'm speaking for KD, but like, all right, like you're Giannis, you're good, but you're not me. Giannis wants to be better than KD. But last night, watching KD miss the shot to tie the game and watching Brooklyn players walk up the court clapping, sitting there saying, all right, we know that we didn't beat y'all, but we didn't have our maestro.
It's amazing.
We didn't have James Harden. So that's what this rivalry is going to be. If that happens, I would love to see that matchup in the Eastern Conference.
One thing I would say to that, though, right? When this team was built at the beginning of the year, there was no thought they'd get James Harden. None. So please, I think that James Harden puts them over the top too, but it just shows you how flawed they are. That they're not on the level of beating the Bucks without James Harden.
I know.
Think about it.
Not enough. But I mean, listen, they were close.
Well,
it was a shootout.
Wait a minute. First of all, this team has made it very clear how they feel about matchups in the regular season. Okay, so let's not make yesterday afternoon out to be Game 7. All right. And also, you know, Durant's just coming back. Kyrie's not at 100%. I think if they take that game a lot more seriously, it could be a different outcome.
I think they
then
took
that's
that
made
game
it clear they don't
yesterday.
Care about games like yesterday.
Nah, they took yesterday seriously.
I don't know, though. KD did walk off the court with a smile on his face, though, which is not his approach. I mean, he was going for it. Don't get me wrong. But, man.
But again, Peter, it's not just about one game. It's about having to do it now three other times.
Let me just say this. There have been – let me ask Andrew. Andrew's our resident NBA expert. Andrew, there have been guys 6'10", 6'11", 7 feet who can shoot. Have you ever seen a player of KD's size who can create shots, not just catch and shoot or shoot when he's open, but create shots the way KD does?
My gut is to say no. No, not that I can think of.
He crosses people up and steps back, goes around the back. He does everything. He's an absolute freak.
And he's not 100%.
No, he's getting warm. He's just getting warm.
Just getting warmed up.
So one really dark story that bears repeating. Did you guys follow the story of this boxer from Puerto Rico, Felix Verdejao?
I've read it peripherally.
I have not.
Well, he's now been charged and held without bail. Last week, at the time, pregnant mother of his child went missing. Now, he has a wife and family, and then he had a relationship with this woman. He expressed that he did not want to have the child. She expressed that she did. They were supposed to meet. He lured her into a meeting, at which point he drugged her, tied her up, basically put cement shoes on her feet, threw her off a bridge, and shot at her. He thought that was the best way to handle the situation. He's now facing life in prison. The friend that was with him at the time went to the cops and told them the story. Of course, there was also video of the bridge that he did this on. he was a pretty promising fighter with top rank as well. 27 years old, 2 losses on his record. And he is now going to jail forever, and a woman and unborn child have lost their life.
So let me get this straight. So he put on cement shoes so that if she went over the bridge, she'd sink.
Correct.
And then he still shot at her.
Correct.
I don't know if life in prison is enough.
I don't know.
Yeah, if the same thing happened to him, I don't think I'd mind.
Do you know who I thought about when I heard this? There are a lot of people you can think about and be
Ray
sad
Caruth.
For. That's one, too. No, I thought about his parents. Like, to have a child who did something that you cannot find any way to think of it being anything but evil. And this was to avoid, presumably, the drama of having a child outside your marriage. How do you think this is going to affect your family? Unbelievable, awful story. And one more bad story, not that dark. The Baseball Hall of Fame has accepted Roberto Alomar's resignation from the board of directors. He was elected to the board in 2019. He submitted a letter of resignation on Saturday in the wake of this sexual misconduct allegation where he's basically being completely removed from baseball history. Michael, do we know anything more about what the story is?
Not a word. Not a word.
Do you recall anything like this where we see incredibly harsh ramifications for a player, but no one knows what the story is yet?
I can't come up with a parallel, especially a player of that level, too.
I mean, obviously enough people know that they're able to go forward and do all this. Like if I were the Hall of Fame, if I were the Blue Jays and people are saying, oh, you got to take down his number from the Ring of Honor, you got to take him out of the Hall of Fame, I'd be like, can you please tell me what happened?
Well, the Blue Jays know.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that the Blue Jays know. Did the Baseball Hall of Fame, like when they get this resignation, they just accept it? Or you're like, oh, I'd like, you know, like to know what happened.
I think people within baseball probably know exactly what it is.
All right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
How about a couple of feel-good stories? Number one, happy birthday. Happy 49th to Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, very nice.
One of the greatest wrestlers of all time, also one of the biggest stars in the world. His show, Young Rock, just got renewed. I'm a huge fan. And in other wrestling news, Don, your brother had an interesting weekend. Dave LaGreca has had a feud with women's wrestler Thunder Rosa. It's been heated. It's been ugly. And finally, it came to a head at Mission Pro Wrestling in Texas over the weekend. We go to the audio tape.
LaGreca's about to have a talk radio show without the talk with his jaw wired shut. I mean, would that be a bad thing? You asked that question, not me. Oh! Thunder Rosa! Shop night at its finest. Little English on it. Extra sting! Look at how red his chest is. Oh, David LaGreca looking like a lobster chest.
Oh, my.
He's hurting. I talked to him last night. He's in a bad way.
He got a lot of chops. She ripped his shirt off and chopped him bare-chested. She kicked him really hard in the gut once.
He's got welts all over his chest.
She's also wearing a shirt, Don, that says LaGreca sucks eggs. I mean, that could be you. It doesn't say Dave LaGreca.
Yeah, but that's... And then there's one point, they're showing it on Yes, but he smashes, supposed to smash a champagne bottle in there, and he ends up hitting a security guard and then runs. I said to him, Dave, if this is a work or whatever, can you work in at least a couple of shots? Like, why was it scripted out that you get just beaten to death? Come on, can you even it up a little bit?
Well, hold
Come
on, hold
do
on.
It. I swear to God, that'd be so fabulous. And you better kill me.
Well, your brother has been the bad guy against a woman. So the payoff here is seeing the bad, wimpy jerk on the radio get his tail kicked on. That's how
I understand,
it works.
But can he get, like,
no.
At least a champagne bottle?
No.
Can he get anything?
I think your brother to have done anything successful against Thunder Rosa would have been seen as unrealistic.
Yeah, well,
so shout out to Dave LaGreca.
The kids were watching it over the weekend. They thought it was Uncle Dave. Uncle Dave's boo boo.
I hope you feel better, Uncle Dave. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday, May 3rd.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Carlin's next.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.